You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show. From my family to yours,
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
All right, folks, welcome and thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here, and Merry Christmas to you. And I have some friends here in the studio. Olivia, my daughter, joins me. And Owen, and guys, we want to wish everyone an absolute Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And we've got a very special show for you. Some Christmas memories.
Full of Christmas memories.
Yeah, full of Christmas memories and some great stories here that we want to share with you. You get to know my family a little bit better. Plus, I hope we'll entertain you a little bit as well going into Christmas. But we have a family tradition. We have a lot of family traditions, but one of them is
the elf on the shelf.
The elf on the shelf. Explain what that is, Olivia.
So for anybody who doesn't know, every day our elf, or every night, our elf leaves and comes back and hides in a new spot, and we have to find him in the morning.
Yeah, and so every morning they wake up and find the elf, and his name is his name's actually Hermie, and Owen is here with me as well, my son. What's the weirdest spot that you've... Or the most interesting spot that you found Hermie, the elf on the shelf?
Well, we have a tea jug, and he hid inside it.
Did he have enough air?
It's like a pitcher, almost.
Yeah, like one of those things with the little thing you drain, to fill your cup. One of those.
A pitcher with a lid.
Yeah. And Olivia, what about you?
Well, it's actually where we found him this morning. It is. He was on top of a dragon. Just one of my dragons. He's just sitting on top of it. He's riding it.
And Olivia's into dragons.
Which is not such a good idea.
No, she's into dragons, and she likes to draw dragons, right, Owen? And make little dragons. But I don't know if it's a good idea to send Hermie, because he goes back to the North Pole on Christmas, to send him back there on the back of a dragon. That could be a recipe for disaster.
That might be a bad choice.
All right, we've got some great memories here for you. First up is, I think a lot of you can relate. I can relate because I like to eat the Christmas dinner. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. Here's a story from...
Not that you do any of it.
Well, it's hard to work. It's hard to eat it. Right on. I mean, that takes a lot.
No.
Here's a story from my wife, Angela, about preparing Christmas dinner under some tough circumstances. My wife Angela has a story about our Christmas dinner, which is a very stressful time. It's not very stressful for me because I generally eat the food, but she works really hard, and you do a good job. I don't know where you're always preparing things, and I don't know how you do it. But we've had in the past some really big gatherings with the family, and that can be really stressful, putting together those meals. You remember one story, Angela. It was Christmas Day. Was it Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Preparing dinner. Take it from there.
Well, the morning had gone according to plan, and everything was fine. And at some point, early afternoon, we were expecting a large number of people at the house, probably 15 or 20. And, that takes a lot of food and a lot of prep time to provide for that many people. And at some point around that time, you went outside and noticed that the front yard was flooded.
Yeah, and it was clear out. It wasn't raining.
Yeah.
We weren't, loading into the ark.
Yeah. So, it turns out the water meter had broken or...
Oh, it was gushing out. It was like a geyser. I remember it was like 80 feet in the air.
Well, I don't think it was 80 feet, but...
Well, whatever.
Regardless, our front yard was flooded, and we had to call the city, the guy that was on call that day that was hoping he didn't get a call, but he did, to come fix it. And so Jeff went and started... We were worried that we wouldn't have running water for we didn't know how long. And, when you're considering washing dishes and flushing toilets and just washing hands, having water to drink, we were thinking we're going to have all these people at our house.
Because we still had water coming in. It was just leaking, but water was still coming into the house. It was just the line was burst.
at the meter.
So we knew that the water would need to be shut off.
Yeah, so we
And
prepared.
So he went and started filling the bathtub with water.
Yeah, I was like on full-on zombie apocalypse. Be prepared, fill the tubs, get ready.
Yeah,
because I don't know what the idea was. We were gonna like have guests come over and wash their hands. What were we gonna wash?
You were gonna get buckets to flush the toilet fill the bucket from the bathtub water.
All right. So anyway.
So yeah,
what
the
happens?
Guy came. He fixed it in probably 2 hours, maybe. So we didn't have water for a brief amount of time, and
but man, I had to come out on Christmas Day. Feel pretty bad.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Feel
for
pretty
the guy.
Bad. Yeah. And you offered him like a turkey leg or a piece of ham or something, and he wouldn't take anything. No. But we thanked him. But I'm sure he just wanted to get home and be
with
his
family.
Yeah, he
was just there to do his job, and then he did a good job, and he left, and then we had water once again, and pulled the dinner off, and.
Yeah,
and everything was good.
Yeah, it was good. I barely even noticed. All I did was fill the tubs. But I thank you to everybody who may be out there during Christmas and during New Year's who drew the short straw, and they have to keep society running for the rest of us.
Yeah, there's always got to be someone on call for emergency situations such as that.
Emergency responders, DPS, police officers, etc., firefighters, all of those folks, thanks for what you do so that we can be at home with our families. And when you draw that straw and you have to cover the shift. All right, hopefully we don't have that happen again.
Yeah, knock on wood.
This is a funny one here with Representative Walt Blackman trying to make a plan to convince his wife to buy a new truck.
We have a bet about me buying a truck. if Army wins this year, I'll be able to get a truck. That's a prediction. If Navy wins, I have to give her my vehicle.
Oh my gosh. The truck you bought?
Yes.
Does Christy, is she aware of this? Or did this just come out right now?
It just come out right now because I'm pulling everything about to get a truck.
We'll see how this goes. Do you have the truck picked out?
I sure do.
Okay.
I sure
All
do.
Right, well,
I drive by it every day when I come down here.
Obviously, Army won big time, right, Walt?
That's right. So what I am doing, I'm going a step further. I'm being real nice to my sweetheart. I am volunteering my car to her.
So she can see how good it is?
Exactly. So she gets to drive this nice luxury car, and I'm going to sacrifice for her and my family to get a truck.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, last time you were on the program, you said, hey, if Army won, you're going to get a new truck or something. If Army lost, you were going to let her drive your new truck. It was something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so I had to go back to the drawing board because that didn't work.
All right. So still working it. I get it. These things take, you got to plant these seeds a little earlier. I mean, this might be next Christmas, Walt. It might be the 2020 model.
Yeah, I'm working it. So the next step is to hide her keys to her car and leave my keys there for her. So I'm working that continuously.
I hope when you get down to the legislature, you put this much effort into legislation as you are your new truck. You know, folks, one of the things that I'm most thankful for doing this show every day is all of you. You guys do a tremendous job, especially on Open Line Wednesday. I love hearing from you. And so many folks chime in throughout Arizona and beyond.
We have Ed from Belmont.
All right, Ed. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? This is Ed Sales out in Belmont.
We're doing good. It's one of those weird studio days. We came back from the break and Twilight Zone hit us, but we're making it through.
Yeah, you're making it. You got a great show going, buddy.
Thank you. What's
hey,
on your mind?
I just kind of wanted to call. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Oh man, thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well. Do you have now? Has COVID changed anything for you as far as Christmas plans or is it
Not
normal?
Really, as far as Christmas plans. It has changed my job situation as far as how busy we are, that type of thing. But we're still making it, man.
Yeah, and that's what we got to do. We got to get through this. We got to get our politicians to get on planet Earth with us, And
exactly.
It'd probably take new people. But, hey, favorite Christmas movie? You want to share that?
Favorite Christmas movie?
That puts you on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's the one I picked. That's the one I picked. Yeah. A friend of mine posted on Facebook, you remember when Clark W. Griswold flips out and he's got Cousin Eddie there, and he's like, I want my boss, you know, that... He starts yelling and doing all these swears. That's basically what people are saying about the $600. Ed, Merry Christmas.
Hey, yeah, I just want to tell you, man, you've had a great show. You know, every time I get to listen to it, you and Elijah, you know, your daughter helping you.
Yeah, daughters, both of them here. Yeah,
great people on there. You know, John Kistler, Rob Wilson from Timberline Firearms, Bruce Sidlinger.
Yeah.
You know, all great points of view.
Yeah, good.
Really, and we'll enjoy it. Enjoyment to listen to.
We were asking folks last hour your favorite Christmas movie. Why don't you go ahead and give us three, so that way I can figure out if the mic's working.
Three. I only had one prepared. But
okay, you can do more.
Mainly my favorite one has to be Home Alone. I think that one's my very favorite. And then my second favorite would probably be Elf.
Elf?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, Elf. I don't know. Home Alone. I don't know if that's... Didn't you see the second one? Was that one
better? Yeah, I was going to say one or two.
Yeah, I saw the second one with some friends. I like it, but it's that same kind of plot.
Joe Pesci gets hit with a iron in the head again.
A brick
and tarred and feathered as well. Yeah, I guess. Okay, my favorite one, and folks, if you want to chime in, your favorite holiday movie, because we can talk politics all day long too, but let's have a little fun now that it's, you know, Christmas. What is it? Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve for the fifth time.
For the fifth time. Well, you know, my memory is not very good. I would have to say Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase is one of my favorites. I just like that one. But then we usually watch on Christmas, not Christmas Eve Eve, but Christmas Eve.
The real one.
The real one is what I think is probably my favorite one.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. I like that. You seen that one?
Yeah, I was going to... That you stole mine.
Christmas I stole Story. Yours? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Mark, you? Did you give it already?
Well, I think we talked about Die Hard already, but if you're asking for another one... You know, growing up, I'd honestly have to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was my favorite show for, you know, until I was 14 years old or something. Started liking girls. I don't know.
Rudolph.
I mean... It's just a classic, you know, the underdog guy with a special gift.
I remember, I'll always remember Rudolph. Can I embarrass you, Isabel? You were like...
I was about to say, guess the funniest story.
You were, Isabel was probably, how old do you think you were? 16? Okay, maybe 5, 4-ish, and they have the abominable snow monster.
Oh, so scary looking.
I had to actually go and get Mom, who was at a white elephant party. Do you know, you've heard of the white elephant parties?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go get her because she was so scared. I want to thank Diane. And I know that Olivia sent you a card and a letter, and I hope you got this. Diane is a listener, and I really appreciate what she did. In the Christmas spirit, she, get this, John, she sent a book, The Milepost, which is an annual book that comes out for folks who want to drive, you know, from the U.S. Olivia, come in here and let's talk about this. Talk about the Milepost book that Diane got us.
Yeah, that was a really nice gift.
Yeah, really cool. This book is like hundreds of pages long, and it's a 2020 edition, which, unfortunately, whoever bought the 2020 edition of the Milepost probably didn't get to go and use it. I mean, maybe if they went in January. When did Canada lock down? Mark, do you remember that?
I don't remember what time.
No. Yeah, Canada locked down, I think, in like March or something. So if you had the 2020 edition of the Milepost, which is a mile by mile book that gets you through Canada and up to Alaska.
I mean,
pretty cool.
I don't think you should go to Alaska in winter, right?
No. So anyway, so yeah, that was my point. If you got this 2020 edition of the Milepost and, you know, it was January, February, you were like, you know, you don't normally go up there during that time. So anyway,
wouldn't exactly be ideal.
So Diane's been a longtime listener, and she was kind enough to get us this book, which is a full color, you know, wonderful book. And I hope you're listening today. But, you know, we've been talking about that was our big road trip, was we were going to go drive and take like a month or 4 or 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. 4 weeks is like a month, right?
Yeah.
Message.
He can't add.
Yeah, I have trouble with basic things. But we were going to take a month, maybe 5 weeks, and drive through Canada and head to Alaska. And then Canada's shut down, still shut down.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll even get to do that trip coming up next year. Okay, you had another one. Was it a Christmas movie or what was it?
No, it's what I want for Christmas.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't even want anything else from you, but I must have a desert tortoise. You must get me a desert tortoise. That is needed.
Okay, you are aware that we don't live in a desert.
Well, the turtle wouldn't know that.
But can you... Okay, so Olivia is a big fan of turtles, and I don't know, folks, if you know... Tell them about your... should I say... It's not an obsession. It's a hobby. Go ahead. You have two Russian turtles.
Tortoises.
Sorry. See, before Olivia informed me on all this stuff, I didn't even know there was a difference between tortoises and turtles.
It's obvious. Turtles are in the water and tortoises are on the land. That's an obvious fact. Common sense.
Obvious. Okay. Anyway, you want a desert tortoise, but that takes a lot of land and a warmer environment. So
I would also be okay with a water turtle.
What do you want me to do, Bill? Hey, Mark, maybe I can... Can you build us an aquarium?
An aquarium?
Yeah. Aquarium.
Not with the materials available today. You know, it's so hard to get things right now. There's short supply on everything, so I doubt it. I could maybe, you know, glue together some old scrap windows or something for you.
We could do that.
We could do that. Mark would do it in a more proper manner, though. All right, my son Owen's been learning all about Christmas traditions around the world. Here's one from the Netherlands.
Bankit letter.
Sounds like blanky. Banky. What is it?
Well, it's a pastry that people in Holland make around Christmas, and it's in the shape of the first letter of their last name.
Oh, and you did one in the shape of...
An O.
An O, of course. And it was good.
Yeah.
It had like a filling. It was... Yeah, it's good. I'm gaining weight.
Yeah, it has an almond paste in the middle.
Yeah, almond paste. Okay, another one you did was from another country over in that area of the world, which we have heritage from, right? What's that called?
Germany.
And what's the food?
The food is stolen.
Stolen.
That's how I pronounce it.
Yeah. What was that?
What?
What is it?
Oh, it's... a pastry that, well, it has almond paste in the middle, the same.
Lucky we already had some almond paste from the Bankit letter.
Yeah, so it's similar to Bankit letter, but it's not in the shape of a letter.
Well, folks, I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you get, you know, maybe it's the season of giving, but we, you know, kids especially, they like to get a little something. They give stuff too, but Owen here, my son, he has a wish list. I mean, it's pretty long, but you have one thing in particular.
Blue monkey. So, a long time ago, when I was one, we went to the Bahamas, and I got a blue monkey, who was my second favorite stuffed animal. But then, once I got older, I lost him, and in a toy store, I saw a new one, so I really, really want it.
It was like Blue Monkey's cousin, or maybe it was Blue Monkey grew up. Yeah, you got this a long time ago when you were one, now you're much older, and Blue Monkey looked like he was much older, too. And maybe you'll get that, right? Maybe you'll...
Yeah.
We shall see. But I hope that Santa can land his sled. I guess you say sleigh, right, Olivia?
I think that.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's been a horrible, horrible winter as far as snow.
I mean, if any one of you has ever walked outside, it is absolutely 100% freezing cold. Yet there is not one drop of snow.
I know.
Anywhere.
It's been bad. It's been really cold. You said if any of you have walked out, and some people haven't walked out recently, but if you noticed, we're just not getting that snow. We're not getting it, but we will be hopeful.
But it's freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Still freezing.
It's freezing. It's like, good morning, Vietnam. What's the weather? It's hot, but here it's good morning in northern Arizona. It's cold with no snow. But maybe we'll get some, and we'll hope for that going into the new year, especially in 2021. It'll be a much better year than 2020, plus with lots of snow. That's my prediction, Olivia.
Hopefully.
All right. We hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. And, you know, if you don't celebrate Christmas, happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah, which just ended, and so much more.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy everything. Happy. And from my family to yours, we wish you an absolute Merry Christmas. And we'll be back with new shows real soon. We'll see you soon. Stay safe out there. Stay warm out there, too.
Yep.